It appeared that the bird fell dead.
Okay, that was the first verse, period. What would have happened? Action pack was the first verse, right? He heard, trembled, not exceedingly trembled, and fell down, period. We know about that trembling and we learn about that then. Then what? Then what
the
happened?
The merchant was...
Was what?
Distressed, upset.
Was he?
Because he thought he lost the parrot.
Now this is what I meant. He let that emotion of the story taking you away from the subject. What happened to the merchant? Two things happened to the merchant. First, the second was tearing apart your garment. This is becoming dervish, right? There is something else more than that. What is turning this apart? Ya ayyuhal muzammil. Because he said you are the one who covered yourself. The merchant starts to tear this cover apart. Good thing is happening to this merchant. He doesn't know it. We know that the best thing happened to him because his parrot is going to be free and he himself is going to be free. We know that. Here, the first thing happened to the merchant is?
Sprang up?
No.
Jumped up?
To put your hat down. What is it? To give up your personal crowning as a king. Because you love this crown of you, right? Crown is on the earth. And the hijab is being torn apart. He doesn't know it. Why?
The merchant doesn't know it.
But we know that this good thing is happening to him. Merchant is angry and he feels bad. Good. Because we know in the state of love, the merchant feels bad at the beginning because love is a losing game. I tell you the irony is in Persian language, the verb with love is losing.
Right.
You lose love because you lose yourself. Something good is happening to him. This is not catastrophe. But he doesn't get it. That is my point. That is the point of the story. He wants to say a good thing happened in love, but you don't get it because you wanted the opposite. You love your hat, you love your position and the crown you have, and you love being hidden, right? What is the most difficult thing you could do? As a human being, let's try a little bit of honesty. What is the most difficult for you to do in life? Of course with the people, not with yourself. To open up.
Yeah.
To get naked, spiritually, because we all try to cover it to look better. Who is doing it? The merchant. The merchant is supposed to present whatever he has in a better condition, to do the propaganda, selling intelligence or something. This is what's happening to him. Look at it. Then he starts to do something. The rest of this, which I separated from that, is a very lovely crying, like the scene of Romeo and Juliet at the last moment. Very passionately painted. And you have to notice that. Why? Because this is when the merchant could be saved. This is the merchant who was logical, very fair, going to the slaves and say, what do you want, what do you want? Doing everything correct. Silly guy, he should go crazy and talk like a lover. For the first time, he's falling in love with the parrot. He's loving the parrot. So he's losing himself. So he's crying. That cry of love, which we talked about it, right? Our king was crying. And we say crying is the key. Why? Because of this. Let's hear it.
Why hast thou become like this? O alas for my sweet voiced bird. O alas for my bosom friend and confidant. O alas for my melodious bird, the wine of my spirit and my garden and my sweet basil.
Of course here, not Nicholson, nobody could do. This is something that suddenly he will go playing with the words, I will read the Arabic. Rahe ruho rozeh rehanama.
Rehan.
It's Rah, Ruh, Rina. You remember three ways you could put that word? All the three ways are here because each of them will give a hint in Persian language, especially to something. Rah is rahat, comfort, to become relaxed, right? Ruh, you know what it is? Hopefully, the breath. And Rehan is the very good, the fantastic smell of the fresh spring, normally. It will remind you that because it's herb.
It's basil, right? It's
basil, yeah. But you will put it all together for that verb. This is Persian. He's playing with that word, he knows that. Ruh, Ruh, Rehan, all of them. Because everything is that breath. When we talk about love, you should understand that love is not in me. Love is in heart, which is his private place. You know, nobody could go in, especially not the Satan. The door which is closed, that's the source of love. So love comes from him. Suddenly, the merchant gets submerged in this, yes?
Had Solomon possessed a bird like this, how indeed should he have become occupied with those birds?
You see, suddenly all the birds, all the thoughts are worthless when it comes to thought of love. If Solomon had this, he shouldn't think about the other birds. Yes?
Oh, alas, for the bird which I gained cheaply, and soon turned my face away from her countenance. O tongue, thou art a great damage to me. Since thou art speaking, what should I say to thee? O tongue, thou art both the fire and the stack. How long wilt thou dart this fire upon this stack?
This is a long story about tongue, and it will not finish here. He will start it right at the beginning of book two. He talks about this, because we have the problem of this again. And it's a very, very long one. Especially in Persian, he makes it in a very romantic way. Yes?
Secretly my soul is groaning because of thee, although it is doing whatsoever thou biddest it. O tongue, thou art...
What was that? Did you listen? He said, secretly, in that hidden part, which is not secretly, the hidden one, in a hidden way, my life, actually, John, is really nagging about you. Although, whatever you tell it, it will do. Means my John is surrendered to you, and whatever it is you say, okay, but down there, this John is nagging. Yes?
O tongue, thou art a treasure without end. O tongue, thou art also a disease without remedy.
Yeah. Why? That was the first rule, remember? Existence brings the non-existence. So this tongue is not only an instrument that brings goodness, it could bring the wrongness, all that. All our fights and misunderstanding and things like that comes from that, right? Yeah.
Thou art at once a whistle and decoy for birds, and a comforter in the desolation of absence.
You realize that this tongue is only bothering the bird, right?